This is Akashvani, the news read by Akhila. India and Slovakia have elevated their ties to a comprehensive partnership. The two sides also yesterday inked 11 agreements to boost cooperation in key areas including labour migration, digital technology and defence following talks between Prime Minister Narendra Modi and his Slovak counterpart Robert Fico in Bratislava. Later addressing a joint press conference, Mr. Modi said, "Elevation of the ties symbolises shared beliefs, priorities and future." He said the two sides also signed the Memorandum of Understanding on cooperation in the field of labour migration to facilitate mobility.
Slovakia mein reh rahe Bharatiya mool ke log yahan ki economy aur society mein mahatvapurna yogdan de rahe hain. Dono deshon ke beech professionals aur skilled workers ki mobility badhane ke liye aaj humne labour migration par MOU की घोषणा की है हम शीघ्र ही सोशल सिक्योरिटी पर MOU को भी अंतिम स्वरूप देंगे
President of Slovakia Peter Pellegrini has conferred Slovakia's highest state honor the order of the White Double Cross first class upon Prime Minister Modi Mr. Modi expressed gratitude to the president the government and the people of Slovakia for the distinguished honor He said the award is a tribute to the 1.4 billion people of India and to the enduring friendship between India and Slovakia. Prime Minister Modi is arriving in Evian, France today to participate in the G7 summit in the third leg of his two-nation visit. He will formally welcome by French President Emmanuel Macron upon arrival. Meanwhile, the 52nd G7 summit is underway in Evian, where leaders of the world's leading economies are discussing major global challenges. President Macron is hosting a working dinner on the theme Working Together to Address Major International Challenges. Earlier, he formally welcomed the leaders of the G7 countries, including US President Donald Trump and UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer, European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen and European Council President Antonio Costa are also attending the summit. Union Health and Family Welfare Minister Jagat Prakash Nadda has chaired the third meeting of the National Institute of Pharmaceutical Education and Research, NIPER, Council in New Delhi. In a social media post, Mr. Nadda said the meeting reviewed key initiatives to strengthen India's pharmaceutical education, research and innovation ecosystem. These included the BioShakti initiative, centers of excellence, industry-academia collaboration, governance reforms, and capacity expansion across NIPER institutions. The Digital India Bhashini Division and Government E-Marketplace, GEM, have signed a Memorandum of Understanding under the Bhashini for Seva Sanchalan, Bhashini Sahayogi Programme. The initiative aims to strengthen multilingual digital capabilities across India's public procurement ecosystem through the Bhashini platform. The Ministry of Electronics and Information Technology said the partnership will promote multilingual access, governance and service delivery across GEM's digital platforms, enabling users to access information and services in their preferred languages. The collaboration will also advance voice-first language technologies and generative AI solutions supporting seamless interaction in 22 officially recognized Indian languages and several other Indian languages. A major diplomatic breakthrough has raised hopes of broader de-escalation in West Asia after the United States and Iran announced a framework agreement aimed at ending nearly 4 months of conflict. Officials from both the countries confirmed that a memorandum of understanding has already been signed electronically with a formal signing ceremony scheduled in Geneva, Switzerland on Friday. The agreement is expected to pave the way for reopening the Strait of Hormuz. Oil prices eased following the announcement. US President Donald Trump said details of the agreement will be released after the formal signing ceremony while Vice President J.D. Vance confirmed that it has been digitally signed. In FIFA World Cup football, 67th-ranked debutants Cape Verde shocked second-ranked Spain by holding them to a goalless draw in Atlanta, United States in their opening Group H match. In another Group G clash between Egypt and Belgium, currently underway in Seattle, US. And that is the end of this news bulletin.